question. That's actually Griffin Town Park.
So why did that go up?
Because it's a law. It's a bond.
Second Avenue, but it shouldn't.
Yeah, it changes slightly from year to year. The interest rate changes in the amount of principal.
It's how the bond was set up.
Yeah, it's not a level pay bond.
14,000 more, really? That's, I mean, it's going to go up 30%?
Yeah, I have down here, it's about, I averaged about $30,000 a year coming out of park mitigation for the 2010 Build America bonds, which was for the police station, the library.
Well, that's something different.
Pavilion, and Pioneer Pavilion remodel, and Griffin Town.
And don't forget the Build America, I think we got sequestered.
Yeah.
Sequestered, so that's the extra $7,000 to $8,000.
That's why it jumps around, because these Build America bonds, they were sold to us because the U.S. government would underwrite, that is, give us some of the interest payments every year, but they reserved the right to renege.
And then Congress and did renege, so.
Yeah, under the sequestration.
For old-fashioned Christmas this weekend?
I don't think Mirror had been put up, but everything else, the lights are in, the paint is done, the new sinks are in, the fixtures are in, the towels, and the conversation I had with Bo, I want to say that was today, was that mirrors were kind of the last holdout, but he thought that they'd be getting those in the next couple of days, that they were here, but not installed yet.
Thanksgiving probably. Threw that off.
Yeah. But I've not yet been in myself.
Would you check on 714 though? Because I mean, because we should know fairly soon exactly what we're going to have to pay. And it looks like we just pay at the end of each year because we haven't paid yet. So.
Exactly. Yeah, and it's being designed right now. Ramona, isn't he doing the design for that?
Oh no, the 714 is the.
Actually,
714 is the bathroom. 713.
713, sorry. Yes.
Okay.
Well, 713, just double check.
And given the exact 31,183.
Oh, that looks like she probably.
I have a feeling she laid in the exact post sequestration required debt service. Because I know she told me she balanced all the transfers, all the debt services in there.
You know, because Mark used to keep that separate, that weird little sequestration thing, and it looks like she's actually rolled it into there now.
Well, you'll see that sequestration on the revenue side of current expense.
Of course we will.
I know. Anyway, bottom of 17 is traffic mitigation. Just to follow up on Greg's question before, park mitigation, only homes pay. Traffic mitigation, everybody pays because everyone influences traffic.
Yeah.
And those projects, we do them as they come up. So.
Question about Transpo is going to be looking at traffic at some point, doing the traffic count, hopefully while school is still in. Mm-hmm. Is that going
to
extend?
That's expected to be.
So we should be able to get that bill by 2016?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Page 18, criminal justice is what we really do is, there's a statewide sales tax small amount that is for criminal justice. And those monies come into the city, and then they're transferred. They have to be used for criminal justice, which is police and courts. We've chosen to use it for cops. So this $154,000 is the money coming out of the criminal justice fund, or actually $200,000 is the estimate, going into the current expense fund to help pay for police activities. Okay. And so there's criminal justice, which is state money for $14,000. Then there's the local criminal justice, which was a voter-approved Whatcom County sales tax add-on from years ago. And those monies just are used for cops. Starting on line 736 is the TBD. And as we do projects, we'll start populating those fields. Hotel, motel, you can see the numbers that are in there, and they're with some minor variations here and there, pretty much what we had, and they're based on the hotel motel applications and the advice from the lodging tax advisory.
Quick question on 741. Are we expecting our TBD to be less next year?
I think that the discussion that I was having with, and we could look over at the revenue side of it, but that the estimation for this year was looking like it was high, and she revised down some projections for that. But the amount of that expenditure in the TBD wasn't really predicated on what the incoming cash flow was, but the requirements for the projects that we envisioned doing. So it's the road projects that we have that are identified as TBD projects, which are going to be the Portaway Pavement Preservation and the Washington Street project, mm-hmm. have a portion that's funded by TIB and then an unfunded portion of it that we're backfilling with that TBD portion.
So you might have money at the end of the year to do some crack sealing just with TBD money, or
we would
or just going to depend
back
on what happens with Portaway?
We would have to go back and redo our TBD ordinance, which mm-hmm. established the project list with the TBD.
Okay.
And we revised that.
To do that.
Looking on the revenue side for TBD, we anticipated
which page
this.
Are you on?
This
number?
Is actually the revenue report, yeah.
Yeah.
On the revenue report,
I'm trying it's, to find 597.
It won't help because it says page 1 of 2
yeah.
on all of them. But this is fund 113. If you can get all the way through that. We had anticipated $386,000 of TBD.
Okay.
So far, we've received $345,000 with only 2 months left. I don't have the monthly amount on here.
Okay.
So, but for whatever reasons, it appears that Circa thought that next year should be less. I have a feeling we're going to get more than 330 since we've already gotten 345.
It's okay to plan conservatively.
But TBD, the money just sits there.
Right.
Yeah.
And to the extent that the balance grows, then Kevin will figure out a good way to spend it.
Okay.
It'll track exactly the same as sales tax.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So back on page 18 for expenditures, this is our street parks land debt service. There's a bunch of different debt services in there, and it's kind of, it is what it is. The numbers are just from the debt service schedules. In fact, starting on page top of 19, these are all of our debt service funds, and they're what we owe the world. So there's really not much to really talk about it. Same thing for page 20, except when you get near the bottom of page 20, we now roll into the real estate excise tax. You realize we have a REIT 1 as well as a REIT 2, mm-hmm. a quarter of 1%. You need to spend it for capital stuff, basically, with some minor restrictions, but not that big between REIT 1 and REIT 2. And so you can see that right now in REIT 1, we have some bonds that are being paid off. REIT 2, we have a transfer to street, and that's about it. Actually, a small one to current expense as well, but it's also for debt service.
And REIT 1 and REIT 2 are dedicated. They have very specific things they can be spent for. Canton.
They're
pretty liberal.
It's fairly liberal, yeah, okay. But it's just not anything.
Yeah, can't go into the general fund.
No, it's pretty liberal within the capital expense.
Okay. Yeah.
We can use it for anything
build
other than regular maintenance within capital
right.
expense.
You just can't use it for salaries
yeah.
and all that.
Exactly.
So we couldn't hire a public works person.
Yeah. We used to be able to, the REIT 1 funds we could use, until the end of 16,
yeah.
we were able to utilize that. And there was a portion of it that was allocated to the salaries for the
maintenance
summer hires.
Yep.
But